All right, everybody, what's going on? This is week number two of the new sports show that we're going to start doing on a weekly basis. Last week we had a little bit of controversy. I dubbed one of my good buddies, I dubbed him a guru of fantasy football, and then I was swiftly informed by another one of our good buddies that he, in fact, has never won his league. So the moniker of guru is being tested tonight, because tonight we also have we're introducing another person into the sports show every week. One of our other really good buddies, his name's Jamie. We've known him for a really long time, and he got wind of this thing, and he sent me a message and said, "Hey man, I got to come on and I have to come on and put Dino in his place." So now the show is going to weekly be us three. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to broadcast on Anchor, so the sound's going to be a little weird again, of course. But I think it's going to be good. I got humbled last week. I figured my little sneaky with Dez Bryant was going to work out. It turns out less than 24 hours later, the guy ruptures his Achilles, and he's gone for the year. So I'm left to figure out what I'm supposed to do now for the rest of the year at receiver. And I got to listen to these two probably rip me apart about it, because I was so confident. I was so confident in my future in fantasy, and this is the league anyway. But I got the W last week. I'm 5-5 heading into the stretch here. I got a big game this week. I'm playing top dog in the league right now. I'm playing Krispy Kreme, and he's pretty good. So that's going to be today's episode. Jamie's going to catch us up on his league. Him and Dino are in the same league, so they're going to be going head-to-head, and then I'm going to be throwing down my input as far as my league goes. So it's going to be... Hopefully there's some controversy. Hopefully they get at each other's throats. I really want them to hate each other by the end of this. So it'll be good. We're going to do this for the remainder of the fantasy season anyway, and then figure it out from there. So, week 11, NFL... season, week 11, Starving Artist Podcast, a sports show. Hope you guys like it.
Oh, hey. Oh,
oh, look at this. We got ourselves a panel here.
Oh my God, here we go. Okay, everyone in? Everyone strapped in?
We're strapped. It on, Mike. I'm going to take you for a ride.
Okay, we got a little housekeeping. Everyone. Dino, you in here?
Okay,
did you finish your meal, Dino?
Yeah, did you finish your goddamn soup, D?
No, I haven't got it. I haven't even got to it yet, okay?
Well, dude, what, you're doing this on an empty stomach?
I'm drinking my protein drink.
Oh. Dino B. All right, everybody. So welcome, everyone, to the Starving Artist Sports Show, I guess. I don't even know what the official name of it is, but this week we got a big one. This week, so last week, old Dino Bergman was on the show. Dino, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
So Dino was on the show, and I made the, the blatant mistake of referring to him as a fantasy football guru, which was taken quite fiercely by other members of his league. So another one of our good buddies, everybody, Jamie McPhee's here. Say hi, everyone. Say hi to Jamie.
Hello, everyone. And Dino, do I have some...
Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go.
And this is the show. So, Jay, what do you have? Kick it off, dude. You seem like you have something.
Well, you know what? I was going to start off going straight at him for fantasy.
Yeah.
But I do want to give everyone a little insight on the way Dino B is.
Okay.
We're starting a half an hour late because somebody couldn't be bothered to be on time because he was at the gym, first of all.
Mike said 7:30 sharp, dude. It's 8.
He just couldn't be bothered. Mike was kind enough to have you on his program last week, and you brought soup, I understand.
Yeah. Do you tell me?
Yeah, I kind of dropped the ball a bit on this one. I'm not going to lie. I'll take ownership for that.
The rule was no eating, and Dino comes in hot with a bowl of chicken noodle.
But wait, my question is, did he really break the rule? Because you told me he was slurping.
He slurped hard, Dino.
Is that you said drinking was allowed?
Yeah, no, but like if you, I cut it out in the last one. But if you, there's a part in there where all you hear is Like, it's that loud too. So I had to stop.
Even after he edited it, there was still like you could still hear it. Like, it was pretty bad.
I had to stop.
Oh god.
I had to stop what I was saying and be like, Dino, stop, please. And he's like, what am I doing, man? And then he drops the spoon. And then I'm just like, man, you're drinking soup. You need your mouth for an hour. And then the fucking guy drinks soup.
So I just wanted to if anybody actually listens to us,
you'll get at least 30, 40, yeah.
I want to paint the picture for them on what we have to deal with on a daily basis here.
Oh come on, I'm not that bad.
Well,
but anyways,
yep.
But anyways, Mike, mm-hmm. what went into this decision making of labeling Dino a fantasy football guru? Because I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt before I start laying into people.
Yeah. Well, Dino, because Dino's always my fantasy, like, I guess sidekick. Because dude, when we first started this league with the other group of guys, I didn't know what the fuck fantasy was. When I started doing fantasy, I didn't understand the point of the draft because I figured if you got the best receiver in the league, so if someone drafts Julio, it's almost like, then what's the point? I didn't understand that you're not really looking for the best player like in the league. You're just looking for the best player on the team, right? And then a catch is a point, touchdowns are points. So I didn't understand that. So Dino's like, no, this is how you have to draft it, so what you have to do. And the first year I did it, I won. I fell ass backwards into a championship. So that's why. And from this point on, I go, okay, D helped with draft one. So I guess he knows what he's talking about. And then you told me when you texted me, you're like, he's never won. No.
And you know what? Not even that he's never won. He's never even been close.
Dino,
what are you talking about?
When were you close?
I got second place the 1 year.
Second place in the league or in the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
The 1 year. How many years have we been in it?
I've been going on almost 10 years
it's
now.
It's been a decade, Dino.
Dino.
You're 1 for 10 doesn't really stand
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but Dino,
it's not even...
But Dino...
Wait.
What?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but Dino at some point has made playoffs. Like, Dino, have...
I've made playoffs in pretty... Except I think maybe two... Maybe 1 or 2 years I haven't made playoffs. And I think that was like the first year and like last year because I got some terrible luck throughout the entire year.
Oh, terrible luck.
Dino, you're lying.
I'm lying. Okay, go ahead.
I've spoken to the other guys in our league and everybody says the same thing. Our game plan, as long as you beat Dino twice during the year, you had a good year.
No, I don't believe that.
I swear, like
Don.
We could have Donovan on next week, and he'll tell you.
How's Don doing this year?
I'll tell you right now. Am I allowed to exit this and just go to something else?
Do you have your laptop with you, or are you just on your phone?
I'm just on my phone.
I can take a look at it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
there
we'll do this then. We'll discuss the leagues because last week we started.
Don's in 10th place right now.
Fucking Don.
Don, Dino, you're also talking to a guy that came out a record breaking performance last week.
I do have to give you props on that. Like,
yeah, did last week.
You came, like, just destroyed the entire league. Like, Dino was even close.
Dino was giving you proper props because he did say that you were coming off a massive, massive game.
I think I outscored the rest of the league by almost 100 points.
Easily. What did
you get? You got, like, 200?
221 points.
Holy Christ.
Just looking, like, I'm looking at it right now. Like, there was nobody...
Well, look at how many like it wasn't even I can't even claim fantasy genius on this one. It's just you stumble like you said you stumble ass backwards into these things.
Well, yeah,
and it just happened to be a perfect storm where I think Drew Brees had 30 points, and then I just traded for Tariq Cohen who put up 20, and I can't remember who my other running back is right now. But anyways,
so you got Tyreek Hill too. He went off.
Tyreek Hill 40 points. Julio Jones 35 points. Like it was just nuts.
Yeah, and what is that? So let's do this then. Let's go through your league. Explain your league because Dino explained the rules a little bit. As far as you guys have like that's why you guys are having killer points because you guys have like
it's a PPR league, yeah.
Yeah, but you also have that milestone thing. What every 100 yards is 5 points or something?
Mike, if you want me to be completely honest with you, I have no idea how the scoring system works. I just know if a guy does well, we're going to get a lot of points. That's all.
Yeah. Dino said, he's like, you guys have these fucking crazy milestone things where if you guys get like 100 yards, it's an extra 5 points. Which is
funny. Yeah, like I think Zach Ertz had 50 points last
week. Yeah, Zach Ertz had a lot of points, man.
But then in our league, he had even more.
What do you mean in your other league? You're in two?
No. In this league, I mean, I'm talking about this league that we're in. Like, in your league, Zach Ertz would have had a lot of points. But then in our league, he gets even more.
Yeah, dude, he gets a ton of points. I think last week he had
he went off. Like,
what was it, 38? He had 38 points or something?
Yeah, so he had 48.48 for me.
Holy shit. Yeah. See, you guys have crazy scores, but
from a tight end, like, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
It's complete ass fuckery is what
it is. Totally. I'm right there with you, McPhee. I get it. I had Austin Hooper in last week. Dino told me to put him in. Good choice. Decent choice. 16 points, man.
Well, so maybe we need to angle this like this. Maybe Dino is good at fantasy football just when it's not his team.
Maybe. Yeah, D.
I don't know. Me personally, I usually just hit shit luck in our league, but that's just my take.
Listen to Dino coming in strong with that argument. I don't know.
Well, D, where was your draft order this year then? How'd you start it?
Man, I was brutal. I think Jamie had an entire team picked before I even got my first pick.
Okay, so there's a story behind that.
Yeah, please, dude.
So our league is a keeper league.
Right.
So we keep two guys every year. And as recently as probably 4 or 5 years ago, we decided that we were going to be able to trade for draft picks.
That is cool. I like that. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's really cool. So the funniest part of the story, and there's a whole elaborate story around it, but the funniest part of the story is that Donnie, one of our other good friends who's also in the league.
What's his team? We refer to people through team names.
His team, I don't know, it's probably something about the Ravens or Joe Flacco or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dino, if you can get that for me, that'd be great.
Hola mi amigo, that's what his name is.
Oh, yes.
Hola mi amigo.
Yes. Okay. So, anyways, Donovan, we were taking him down to the big house. We were going to Ann Arbor to watch a Michigan football game. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason was crusading on the way down. He had DeMarco Murray on his roster, and he's, I can't take DeMarco Murray anymore. He'll never play another snap for my team. And I'm like, why don't you just trade him? Try to get some picks from somebody. You know what I mean? Like
what any owner would do. And that's
what any, yeah, no. So he cuts him.
So okay.
What do I do? I pick him up, and Dino's laughing because he knows what's coming. So I pick him up. And immediately, before he even could play a snap of football on my fantasy team, I turned around and traded him for a second-round pick.
But Dino, what did you think about it? How did you take that trade?
I didn't know like that. I actually didn't even know that happened until he told me about it, like, well after. Like, I never picked up on that. So,
you know what the best part about it was, and I accidentally left it out, is that I told Donnie, I said, if you drop him, I'm going to pick him up, and just to be an asshole, because Dino's regarded as somebody who's a little bit difficult to trade with, and we'll get into that later.
Oh,
but okay. But just to be an asshole, I said, Donnie, I'm going to go, and I'm going to flip him to Dino for a second-round pick. And then I did.
Oh, man, he called it too, man.
I called my shot.
Well, D, why are you shitty to – see, my league doesn't have a lot of trading. Actually, no, that's a lie. That's a total lie. This year, there's a ton of trading, and they're good trades. Everyone's making quality trades. Right. So, D, why wouldn't you? I explained to you last week on why trading is sort of silly. I think it's like a flip of a coin. But why are you the difficult one?
I don't know. I just usually like to stick with my guys. And a lot of times I would think that they're just trying to trade, and it's like not even close to going to work out good for me. It's always kind of going to only work out good for them.
Okay. But it's game.
Or like McPhee always tries to bait you into doing a trade.
Well, and it's easy to bait Dino into doing a trade, because if you have a Patriot to trade to him.
Oh, Dino is, yeah.
No.
I dangled Josh Gordon in his eyes a couple weeks ago, and he was strong. He said no.
You want to talk about trades, like the absolute worst person to trade with in our league, and I think you could attest to this, Jamie, is Bringleson.
Well, you know what? And a lot of these guys say that in our league, but they're not willing to just realize what he's doing.
I know he likes to stir the pot.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I hear Bringy like sprinkles in some bullshit in there on everyone.
No, I've done a lot of deals with Eric over the years, and it's just that the initial trade that he sends you is always, to be completely honest with you, almost insulting to your intelligence.
But
I know that he's doing it and hoping that you accidentally hit accept or something. But he's in the same breath, he's trying to start a conversation.
It's a feeler,
which for me and him has worked out many times where we end up actually doing a trade. I think I ended up with his first and third draft picks last year. To be honest with you, I spent the 2 days before our draft deadline, and Dino can tell you because I was messaging him like there was no tomorrow. I spent a good 48 hours in my house on my phone just trying to get draft picks for this year.
That's all it was.
Did you tank it last year? Like, did you just pass?
I thought I was tanking it, but I ended up in one of the trades. I don't know if it was with you, Dino, or not, but I ended up getting Juju Smith-Schuster back, and he went scorched earth on the NBA.
I think traded for – I think that was the DeMarco trade, wasn't it?
I think I might have gotten him back in that one. But, yeah, he went scorched earth, and then I had a couple other guys going off. And I actually tried to tank and almost made the playoffs.
You were pretty darn close, too.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, as if this is happening right now.
So the way I set it up, Mike, is I ended up with – so the first two rounds are a wash because of the keepers, right? So really when you're talking about first round, second round, you're talking about third round, fourth round.
Okay.
And I ended up with 6 picks in the first two rounds of our draft.
Shit, dude. You wheel.
And half of them were like, they were back to back. Like,
why do you guys let this happen? Do you understand? Like, you guys as a league, because, damn, guys, McPhee's playing us here.
Because they're all trying to win. You know what I mean? So they're willing. I go through cycles. So 1 year I try to win, and then the next year I try to get draft picks to load up for the next year, because that's the only way you can really do it. You can't sustain success in fantasy football because it's completely fucking random. It's like baseball playoffs. Yeah, it's
100%.
You know, well, when you're at the bottom of the pile, if you win, like, you can't even get any good picks after.
Yeah.
No, exactly. So if you're going to be bad, you want to be real fucking bad.
No, totally. Yeah. That's actually a really good.
You want to shit the bed hard.
That's another thing we should do, my league, is trade draft picks. That could, because there's like, for example, Marco's doing bad this year. I'm sure he'd be down, and he's got some players, man.
Yo, it's a game changer. I'm telling you. So if you can sell, so say, I don't know, I can't remember who I saw. I think I had AJ Green or something.
Okay.
And I was doing terrible, and you know, it was like, you know what, time to just tank it. I had AJ Green and Dez Bryant. That's what it was.
Ooh.
And I flipped AJ Green to Bringleson for whose name is Aaron out my Nelson.
He always comes with good ones. I like his.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's good.
So I flipped him for a first round pick to Eric, and then Dez Bryant to a third round pick from one of the schluppies that we got playing from down south.
Oh man.
So yeah, it was.
You're running. You just legitimate. Like, what? You're running this like a legitimate team.
Well, you know what I mean. You have to.
Yeah, D. What do you think of the strategy there?
Well, with a, like, you got to try and get something going, especially with the payouts that we're having. Like, sometimes have to resort to that.
You guys,
man, it's money. Expensive.
You guys have money on the line.
It costs $150.
And what? There's what, 12 of you?
Yeah.
Dude, you
imagine what this is gonna be like in like 10 years if we keep going.
Oh my god! It started at $50.
And what?
When we started 10 years ago, and now we're at 150 buy-in.
Dude, that's going to be an insane. That's already pretty insane, though, for that many people, too.
Right? You win like a couple grand.
Jeez.
It's too bad we couldn't get Mike in our league.
No, that would be.
Well, there's, you know what? This league is growing in popularity around the friends and family that are around us. And there's people like my brother who are just drooling for somebody to vacate their team and try to get
you
in.
You guys have a waiting list, I bet.
We do. We really do.
Is there a max number of teams you could have playing? I guess
no,
not.
But you don't want to go more than what we have, because then you dilute it. And it's like, I've seen guys in leagues that have like 16 teams in it.
That's insane.
And you end up with these guys, you're trying to like pick up not a starting running back. Like, you're trying to pick up a second string running back just to get a couple points.
Yeah.
That point, man, when you have 16 man teams, like the waiver wire, you're probably picking up guys that just, like, consistently get zero.
Yeah, exactly. But you're just hoping that they get a touch that game.
Jesus, is that even fun at that point?
No, that's stressful.
Yeah, that is stressful. And it's probably
almost as stressful as trading for draft picks. But
yeah, but that's I like that. I like that. I'm so enamored by that. That's an excellent way to do it. That's something I'm going to suggest to mine, is doing draft picks.
Like this year. So this year I have crazy wide receivers. Yeah. And like I got Julio Jones, Tyreek Hill, and Juju Smith-Schuster. But I had no running backs. So what did I do? I sold my draft picks for Tariq Cohen, Matt Breida, and Phillip Lindsay.
And then Breida went off. Like, yeah, as soon as got him.
Yeah, Breida got 35 points.
Do you guys have it where you play two quarterbacks? Dino was saying that there's leagues that have that, where it's two QBs playing.
No, we did. We used to play two quarterbacks, didn't we, when we started?
I think so. I think the very first season, then we just like, yeah, this is stupid. Because it's the same thing we were just talking about.
We only had eight guys, I think, at first.
Oh, shit. Okay, fair enough.
We had four from here and four from down there. But it's the same thing as when you're talking about doing 16 teams.
Yeah.
Is that if you're going to start two quarterbacks, now you're just, you know what I mean? Over 12 guys, that's 24 quarterbacks. So somebody's got to start Blake Bortles.
I think I drafted him last year.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
I had a stupid pick last year.
Wait. Let me guess. Dino told you.
No. This one was all me. This one was all me because last year I won the consolation. I won the consolation round, and I think I drafted Blake Bortles. But I think the worst thing I did this year was give away fucking Josh Gordon, dropping the two guys he gave me. So I basically dick in that. That was just dick.
That is some bad fantasy management.
Oh, that's why I'm 5-5, and it's horse shit now. And now I'm up against Krispy Kreme, 7-3.
Krispy Kreme.
What's he got here? Yeah, dude, he's gonna fucking destroy me. I'm bad, Mike. Bad. Just terrible management.
Listen, I gotta get you off topic here, Mike. Yeah. For a second. Get you out of your comfort zone.
No, what's going on?
Dino, what do you think about this Draymond Durant thing that's going on?
Yeah, I don't know shit, so let's talk.
Actually, fill me in too, because I haven't really been up to speed on it.
Of course, he has one sport that he's in charge of.
And he just, yeah, fill everyone in, I guess.
He just can't do it. Okay, so the Warriors they were tied. I don't even remember they were playing. It was one of those teams that's like never going to win anything anyways. Yeah. Like a Portland or something like that. Totally, yeah. They were tied at 100, and there was like 3 seconds left, and Draymond grabbed a rebound, and Durant was clearly calling for the ball, and Draymond took it up the court himself instead, and in Draymond Green fashion, dribbled it off his foot, and it went out of because you don't want Draymond Green bringing that ball up the court.
I don't know basketball very much. So
not even close.
Mike, that would be like, let's compare it. That would be like Kellen Panaccia bringing the ball up with 3 seconds left, going in for the game-winning shot.
Fair enough.
I mean, you want him catching it in the post. You don't want him bringing the ball up. Yeah, you want. But anyway, so he goes up, he dribbles it off his foot. Durant is visibly upset going into overtime. They have a heated exchange on the bench. Where Durant actually is seen saying, you know, this might not mean anything to you, Mike, but Durant is seen saying, this is why I'm out, because he's a free agent at the end of the year. So he's saying, this is why I'm out. And then apparently it continued into the locker room where Draymond Green said some things that, in quotations from the team, crossed the line.
Oh, not very nice.
And then this is where it leads to the one thing that I've never seen in sports and that I never thought I'd see in sports. The team suspended Draymond Green for one game, basically for hurting Kevin Durant's feelings.
Oh, no.
There was no physical altercation. There was nothing.
I heard about this. Now you're jarring my memory. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently there's people that are saying that all he did was call him a bitch over and over again, which I feel like on a professional basketball court happens all the time.
Dude, you can call someone.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
They're trash talking all the time.
I think in high school we call each other bitches on the basketball court.
Right?
That's
right.
Man, I don't think that should be – and I mean, I don't know shit about this, so I'm going to say Fuck it, I guess. I don't know. Why?
So, but my question is that where we're going with the way that people are? You know what I mean? The way that we treat people? Are people going to start getting suspended for hurting other people's feelings?
I mean, I think in pro sports, whatever, like, that should be a place that exercises the most, like, that's the place that should exercise the most free speech. Like, if you're good, you can't call yourself, I mean, if you're going to call a captain a bitch, then... I mean, you're going to suffer the consequences of doing that. I feel like, I don't know.
I
pretty childish. It's like we're in like elementary school again. Like, really?
I don't think it's childish. I don't think it's childish at all.
Detention essentially for just saying a bad word to somebody when they're adults.
I mean, if they're playing ball, man, if you're playing professional basketball, you're going to get mad if someone called you a bitch.
That's what Dino's saying. He's saying that the childish part is suspending the
kid. Oh, no, yeah, no, totally. Let him have
like it. That seems stupid on the management part.
It does seem stupid. But I mean, superstars, I think if you're playing at that level, you're probably having a very fragile little ego.
Well, Kevin Durant has been known to have burner Twitter accounts where he argues with his critics.
And he's got tiny ankles.
He does have tiny ankles.
That guy's,
and you know what? And you know what? Tiny wrists as well.
Yeah, he looks like, you ever seen?
He's lanky. He's doesn't have much muscle on him. He's basically just like skin and bones.
You ever see the show Doug where they're like
mad their hops, shoes, though.
And it was like probably the circumference of like, I don't know, 2 centimeters? That's Kevin Durant's fucking ankles, man.
you want to know what's funny and all that?
Huh?
Lanky. You want to know what's funny and all that? Lanky has never been a word used to describe Dino.
Dino's lanky. What are you talking about?
No, I wouldn't give Dino lanky.
What do you? What are you then, D?
I don't
Dino's
know.
Dino's like tight end. He's like a tight end size.
Yeah, Dino's built like a tight end.
You should have played tight end.
Dino, you would have been a fucking fan.
I actually did. I came out for like grade 9 and played a little bit of tight end, but then it interfered with it was too much with hockey and that, so I ended up quitting.
Dino, you were dope DN.
Dino broke somebody in half.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a big day.
That was his first game. I remember.
Yeah, that was your first game, D.
It was, but then they didn't even play me the rest of like the year. Like, I don't think I even got in after that. The
game was over. That was it. That was semifinal.
No, it was weird. That was a regular season game, and then we went to the semifinals against
whatever.
I believe it was Mary's, and then went nowhere.
Yeah, well,
we
lost.
We ran into Mary. Yeah. So there's your answer.
No, but I mean, like, I remember I didn't end up getting into the game after, like, into the next game, like into the playoffs. Like, I don't think it was even a snap. Which, I mean, wow. Rightfully so. I just like literally came onto the team like 2 weeks ago, so it didn't make sense.
You used to tape your hands like what's his name? Like I think Jared Allen.
Oh, remember he used to shave his ankles?
Well, I used to do that, though. I'll give.
Oh, you used to do that?
I used to do that, too. That's just smart.
When you tape your ankles, you have to.
That's just smart, though. That's just smart taping of ankle. That's it.
Okay, I don't know why I only noticed this on Dino, but he looked fucking ridiculous.
No, that's fine. I'll defend Dino to the grave on that. That was that's just smart, or else it's painful to get your ankles taped, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you remember? Dino would get his ankles taped. Wouldn't you spat?
No,
you were just so agile that they needed to spat.
I don't think we even had spats in high school. It was just tape. We just taped up.
Okay, so let's get our fantasy teams here. Everyone have their shit up. Oh fuck, Chris Carson, thanks. -1.7 yards.
I don't got anybody playing tonight, so I don't need it. Hey, I got a question. Yeah. How about Seahawks or Packers? Not who's going to win tonight. Which team is in the worst position right now?
Oh, fucking Green Bay, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Because I think that Aaron Rodgers is just the ultimate equalizer.
No, I think this. I think this year Green Bay isn't very good. Okay?
No, but they'll always be good. Because why? Because Aaron Rodgers.
Well, this year they're not that good. I've been watching every game.
They're 500.
They're good. They're just not on the same page. Like, if they were on the same page, it'd be a completely different story right now.
I have Jared Goff in every game. He's been outscoring Rodgers every single game. Both on the field.
Well, look at the team. Yeah, but look at the team Goff has. Like, I mean,
And look what Aaron Rodgers. Like, can we talk about the incapability of the Green Bay Packers to surround Aaron Rodgers with any sort of talent at any point in his career?
And Randall Cobb's out.
Well, then they got rid of their one guy.
He should have 9 Super Bowls.
What guy? What guy did they get rid of?
They got rid of Nelson.
Who?
They got rid of Nelson, remember?
Oh, yeah. But I mean,
yeah, but he's in the twilight of his career.
Yeah.
He's on the Raiders now. That's where you go to when it's done.
Oh, there's a dumpster fire and a half, that team.
That's where you go when it's, especially this year.
Oh, my God.
But that's what I mean. Okay, so example, like last year, Derek Carr was a viable fantasy option. And now this year, I don't think he's on a team right now.
No, I would be hard pressed to find a league unless you have a league with 16 guys in it where he's actually on a team.
Yeah.
Or who else is it? Is it Amari Cooper? No, he got traded too. Like what?
Dino with some good hard analysis right there.
Well, what do you expect me to say to that? Like, you're right.
Jeez.
You're right, Jay.
I don't know, man. Have an opinion.
Oakland is bad. That's my opinion.
Yeah, there you go. See? Okay, but I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. Dino, can you come out of your your Patriots bubble enough to admit that talent-wise, Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback ever?
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm a Vikings fan, and I'm able to do that.
Dino, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah. I would say he's definitely got the best attributes. He's definitely – even Brady said it himself, he's got better attributes than him.
But best
– like, I know
Brady's – go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go talk about Brady.
I mean, obviously,
this is a Brady conversation.
No, obviously, that's Brady just being how Brady is. But Rodgers definitely has the better. Like, he's got the better arm strength. He's got the better mobility out of the pocket. Like,
I agree.
He does everything better than Brady does.
But just Brady's had teams.
Well,
yeah.
Brady really hasn't had many teams, though, either.
Dino, you can't tell me that Tom Brady hasn't had good teams. He's had bad teams and done well, but he's also had good teams.
Yeah.
He had Randy Moss. Dino, you can't tell me he won teams.
Apart from that year, though, like he hasn't really had any big-name guys, just like Rodgers hasn't had any big-name guys.
I don't know, man. Like, well, what define big name? Like, I mean,
he hasn't had any superstar. He hasn't had Julio Jones for about five, six years.
He never had Julio.
But Jones. Like, you have to.
That's my point. Like, he hasn't had somebody like a big superstar receiver. Or
he's got Gronkowski, who's basically a polar bear that they train. They train to catch footballs.
Yeah, man, that's a big one. You have Gronk, man. You have the best.
Yeah, it's been big, but also Gronk's been like out time and time again with injuries, and really has.
Okay, he has Julian Edelman. He had Wes Welker. Like these are all guys that were really good.
Were they ever all
good? But
Aaron Rodgers never had Julio Jones either.
Were they all there at the same time? Edelman, Welker, Gronkowski, and
technically yes.
Yeah, at the beginning, but well, Edelman was only returning kicks at that time.
He was just like, yeah, he was basically behind Welker, I think, at that point. And Gronk maybe you would have been in just as
and they had Dad, what's his name? The guy that is dead now.
Hernandez?
Oh, yeah. He was good before.
He was good. He
went and killed all them people, but he was good.
Well, no, it wasn't before he went and killed all them
people. At the same time, I guess.
Well, some of it was before he was good.
Was it really?
Yeah.
See, like,
yeah, the one in Boston was like 5-6 years before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They just had no way to link him, and then I get something happened in the other trial that led to him being linked to that one, and it was, yeah.
Dino, would you start Gronk?
No.
Is he playing?
Are they on bye this week?
I don't think so. I think although they're on bye. He hasn't been playing for the past like 2-3 games, I think. And Bringy's always been trying to trade him to me. And I know it's just because he knows that I like the Patriots, but like, even though I like the Patriots, I'm not that head. Stupid.
Oh, he's fallen for it a couple times, so let's be honest.
Hold on. We're looking for Gronk. Let's see.
What Patriots have I fallen for then?
Like in the past, I can't remember specifically, but I know that's a reason why people do that.
Oh, Gronk's
because in
yeah,
what?
Gronk's been out for 2 weeks.
I've never really traded for many Patriots, so like yeah, they'll try it, but I wouldn't say I've made a gun for it just for that.
No, but that's what the deal opens up with, is that somebody sends you a Patriot because they know your affinity for the Patriot.
Well, wouldn't anybody do that though? Like, I mean,
I fucked up the league a little bit this year because I, wanting Rodgers, ended up drafting him sort of early this year.
And then everybody panicked.
And then everyone fucking panicked. Exactly. Yeah. I sort of, you know, that's what they said. It's like, oh shit, someone took, I think I took him in the third. It was early, man. It was like third or fourth round. Maybe fourth. And then everyone panicked and the waterfall happened.
But that sounds about right, though, no? Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Jake. It's like usually running backs go in the first couple rounds.
And then it's different because our league is so different that the premium is set so high on wide receivers. Usually all the wide receivers get drafted before anyone even thinks about a running back or a quarterback. So it's a little bit different in our league, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
and you know, going back to your having an affinity with the Patriots, and you're saying no, wouldn't you? I have an affinity for good fantasy football players, for guys that are going to put up numbers every week.
Yeah,
and I don't really give two fucks what team they're on.
Well, I obviously care about if they're doing well as well.
Yeah, but I picked up. I mean, like I wanted Rodgers this year just because it's Rodgers. But not only that, too. See, my thinking was, too, the guy just signed a huge contract, right? And, you know, you got to perform when you have that going on. But then it could have went the other way where it's like, fuck it, I just signed this massive contract. I'm going to pack in for a couple years.
And you know what? If you're Aaron Rodgers and you're looking at the team that's constantly around you, if you sign this massive contract, I might be like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
I'm going to pack in a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit I'm going to pack it in.
I mean, when you're going to make 100 mil, like...
Yeah, that's crazy. No, more than that, dude.
Is it?
Like 180.
130. Wasn't it 130, I think.
Is that after... That's but part of that's guaranteed, though, right? Like, that wasn't
on the table from the start? I think Dino's right in the 100 mil is guaranteed.
Yeah, he gets $100 million guaranteed, I believe.
Yeah, but that's nothing right now. Minnesota guaranteed fucking Kirk Cousins $100 million. A fully guaranteed contract. First one ever in the NFL.
That might be nothing compared to, like, contracts in the NFL. But when you think of in actual salary in real life, like, that's a lot of money.
Well, that's a lot of money.
That's not really a hot take there, Dino.
No, but still.
You don't need to convince me that $100 million is a lot of money.
Wait a minute. When did they give Kirk Cousins that? That was this year's thing?
This year. Three years, $100 million, fully guaranteed.
3 years, $100 million.
$34 million a year, something like that?
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about that? He's your quarterback.
Yeah.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I have mixed emotions. I mean, he was the best option for us. It was either him, continue with Sam Bradford, who seems to get hurt in the second game of every season.
He got you let go, too.
You want to talk about highway robbery. Talk about Sam Bradford's NFL career. Oh. He got $128 million total earnings. Basically, he's played two full seasons.
I think he was released, too, from the team or put on IR.
Right now. They're paying him $13 million this year. They just cut him, and he played three games for them.
So he got cut, and they're paying him $13 million left on it.
$13 million.
Holy. Wait. So then,
right?
So then wait a minute, though. So when did he sign that contract then? Was it just this year?
Well, because when Minnesota went with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
It wasn't – he didn't sign a contract that was $128 million. That's his career earnings.
Oh, okay.
So if you think about it, $128 million for Sam Bradford's career.
Yeah.
He's maybe played only, I would say, in total, like 20 games, if that.
Well, maybe I give him more than that, but he because he did start a full season with the Eagles. But anyways, we were talking about the Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So it was either continue with Sam Bradford, go with this anomaly that was Case Keenum's last season. Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater, who you have no idea what that's going to look like because of the horrific knee injury where he almost lost his leg.
Yeah.
Or sign Kirk Cousins, who's good. I would say he's probably a top end of the tier two quarterback.
He was on the Redskins, wasn't he?
Yeah. Like I wouldn't put him in the first tier with guys like Rodgers and Brady and stuff like that, but I definitely put him at the top end of the second tier of the Matt Ryans and the Cam Newtons of the world.
Get it done.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, going into the year, I thought we were gonna have problems on offense just because of having a new offensive coordinator, because our offensive coordinator left and is now the coach of the New York Giants, which is going real well for him.
Yep.
they would have a new offensive coordinator, new quarterback, different system. I saw all this stuff coming. I think it'll be good for us in the next couple of years, but this year, as you've seen already, has been a struggle and probably will continue to be a struggle. On Sunday night versus the Bears.
Yeah, the Giants, dude. I know you were talking about your team, but so you said the Giants. I just went, yo, the Giants suck.
The Giants are god awful. They might have the best. They might have the best receiver talent wise in the league on their team.
Oh my god,
and they are just god awful.
Okay, who's better? Who's better, Raiders or Giants?
Who's better? Who's worse?
Oh, Dino.
Man, I mean. I think I think the Giants are worse because they have better players and are still really bad. See what I'm saying? At least you can look at Oakland and go, you don't think so?
That's
a tough call though, because the Giants, I don't know. I can't even articulate it because the Giants are, They have Eli Manning still, and you know what? Eli, as bad as he's been, will find a way to pull out one of those weird wins.
Yeah,
but I'm just
like the other night.
If you're comparing though, which team is more heartbreaking? That's bad. Is it Oakland or is it the Giants?
Oh, it's Oakland for sure, because that fan base, the fan base in New York, they know it's coming to an end. They got to draft a new quarterback and start to figure that situation out. But that Oakland team had so much hope.
Yeah, I felt like that. You know, I felt the Oakland team had a lot of hope. But then
I thought the Raiders were for real.
I guess. Well, when you trade away, what's his name? Who's the linebacker? Mac? What's his name?
Khalil Mack. Khalil
Mack.
That didn't really help them much.
And they shipped him off. But what I'm saying is I think that the Giants being worse, not from like a, I'm not talking about from like a heartbreaking standpoint. Just I think it's the Giants are worse because they just have better talent than the Raiders, but they're still doing. Aren't they worse than the Raiders?
No, the Giants have two wins and the Raiders have one.
All right, well, I'm trying to say that's the most surprising that the Giants suck.
That's where I fall with a little bit of a degree of disagreeing to you, because the Raiders looked like they got John Gruden, they went out and they got their guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got John Gruden. They got all this talent. Like you said before, Derek Carr was a solid fantasy starter
last year. Yeah.
Now he's a bum.
Poor guy.
Be honest.
Nice guy though.
So real
guy.
They had all that. Yeah. He looks like he wears eyeshadow.
He might.
You ever notice that?
He might.
Well, all quarterbacks look like they wear eyeshadow.
That is the hottest of takes we've had on here tonight.
Dito, what? Why
all of them? Elaborate.
Are you talking about eye black or eyeshadow?
No, they all look like that they're wearing eyeshadow because they have the paint on.
No, Dino, I'm talking about, the stuff you put under your eyes, right? Not like eyeshadow, like makeup.
I'm talking about makeup. Derek Carr, go look up a picture on your laptop right now, Dino.
Derek Carr looks like he does look like he's wearing makeup for sure.
He looks like he's going to come out and sing like a punk rock song.
Yeah, he's got the Marilyn Manson vibe going.
Like he looks like the lead singer of Sum 41.
Yeah.
He does. Nah. He does. Go look it up. Pull it up. You got your computer in front of you.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, it's either that or Eli. Look, his face looks like a foot.
Yeah, that's true. That is an unfortunate looking human being.
Fuck.
Oh well, they're still making more money than we'll ever see. So
Dino.
Yeah.
You advised me.
Oh God! Oh God!
You advised me on a trade.
Oh,
geez. Oh no! You want to hear the rest of that AJ Green trade?
Yeah, I do.
Didn't happen. You want to know why? Because the guy, what did I say, D? I said last week he's going to come back and he's going to hurt his toe again or something. Because you know how receivers are.
No, you didn't say that. You just said that he was going to be out. They think he's going to be out longer. He's going to go and re-injure it.
No, okay. No, you're right. I didn't mean re-injure it. I just meant that he's just going to be – he's going to come back and something's going to be sore. He's not going to do it. Guess what happened? The guy's going to be out at least, they said, until December.
No, but he's getting a second opinion, though.
Fuck the second opinion. He's out.
You know what the worst part is? He's out until the end of the fantasy season. The fantasy season ends
for
3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And he's going to be out like 3 or 4. So I told Dino this. I'm like, watch what's going to happen. And then guess what? It happened. And now, I mean, Jordan Howard's not any better. He's kind of a bum, too, now. But
this is your fantasy football guru.
Dino. Actually, no. Dino did advise me. You advised me to trade him. Dino, how could you do that, man?
You trade who?
To trade Jordan Howard for AJ Green.
Listen, am I the only person, and I'm sure, like, I don't really get excited for these Packers-Seahawks games because there's teams in the league like the Saints and the Rams and the Chiefs that are just playing a completely different game. And you watch it, and it's fun to watch, and then you watch this sludge.
Why, is it shitty? I don't even have it on right now.
Well, it's just like you know,
yeah,
it's going to end up being one of those 21-13 games or something. It's just like when you're watching a series on Netflix and it starts out with a bang and then you have those middle episodes that are like, you know, kind of drag you through the mud. And then you get to the end and it's a little bit exciting. And then at the end, you're like, that was kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, I just can't believe Rodgers is so bad this year. That's all I'm worried about.
He's not. I'm telling you, he's not bad.
He's bad.
It's
Mike McCarthy's inability and everybody else in that organization's inability to surround him with a morsel of talent.
I don't.
He's throwing to guys on a week to week, year to year basis that you've never heard of before.
That's true. That's true. Actually, that's
Marquez Valdez Scantling. He's trying to say that five times.
Who the hell is
fast.
That?
Where did he come from?
Where did he come from? McGill. Like,
I mean, he's got a bad team too, but fuck, it's upsetting. You know what I mean? It's shitty to look at. It's shitty to watch and go, damn it, especially from a fantasy standpoint, because it's like, do I take out Rodgers and throw Goff in? Like, it's not a nice feeling to have. It's not.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's shitty to watch. And then when you watch these teams, like we watch the Saints and the Rams, or we're going to get Monday Night Football, we get the Chiefs and is it the Chiefs and the Saints that's or the good. Chiefs and the Rams?
Chiefs and the Rams. That's going to be a good game.
Those are the games you want to watch, and then you're bogged down with this shit. You know what I mean? You get like a Tennessee Jacksonville matchup, and you're like, oh god,
this Mahomes kid. Okay, I do that when he started. Like the only reason why I heard of him was because he threw what 5 touchdowns in a game in his rookie debut or some shit like that, something crazy.
Well, not rookie debut. He sat behind Alex
Smith. Second year,
Alex Smith last year. Yeah.
Okay, so where did he come from? Like, why is he tearing it up right now?
He was a product of Texas Tech, and at Texas Tech they win every game 75-69.
Because
the teams in that division don't have any defense and their offenses are amazing.
But air raid off.
The dude has 31 touchdowns through week 10.
That's what I mean. And he's second.
He's probably going to break the record too.
What's the record?
I think it's 50 right now.
He broke. Is it week 10 or week 11 that we're through now? Is this week 12?
This is week 11.
This is week 11. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be factually wrong for our one listener.
Wait, few game. Yeah, no, yeah, we're at week 11 right now.
Yeah. No, he's crazy. I don't know. The record is, didn't Peyton Manning have like a 56 touchdown year? Isn't that?
Or no, I think Brady. No, wasn't it 51?
No, it was Brady first, and then Manning second. I think
with 56.
He got 52.
I Dino, you have your computer up. Can you just look it up real quick?
Use your
technology that's around you.
Sure.
Passing touchdown, huh? The passing touchdown record.
Oh, that's good content for our listener.
That's fine.
Just listening to you search something.
We have Peyton Manning. Okay, Peyton Manning at 539. Drew.
Well, no, we don't want them overall.
What are we looking for? Oh, we're looking for just a
single season.
Damn, in a season. Here it is. Okay, boom. Peyton Manning with 55.
That's what it was.
55. And what, it's week 11 and he's at 30?
31.
31.
He's averaging what, like 3 touchdowns a game, I think it is?
Yeah, pretty much. Which is good for me because I own Tyreek Hill, so that helps.
Who is Mahomes in your league?
Compton, I believe.
Oh, Compton, this guy is the most extra guy in the history of fantasy football.
Well, explain, dude. What's?
Oh my God! Did you see that exchange between him and Block last week, Dino?
Yeah, I didn't quite.
What was the exchange?
Can you pull it up and read it verbatim? Because it was the saddest thing I've ever read in my entire life of an exchange between two fully grown male adults.
What happened?
This is like child's play, right? I think I remember. I remember little tidbits.
Well, pull it up.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Was it Mike? When you hear this conversation that they had back and forth, and Dino, just read it verbatim. Just tell us who's speaking, read it, and then tell us who's speaking and read it. And it's going to make you sad in your heart.
Okay.
Okay. That's Jeff Block, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Starts off. Starts off, Jeff says, "You guys are all shit anyways." Pete comes in, says,
Wait, who comes in?
Pete is okay. Compton, the most extra guy in the history of fantasy.
Jeff
football.
Is Block. Pete is Compton.
Okay.
So Jeff starts off with, "You guys are all shit anyways." Compton comes in.
Just a blanket comment to the league.
Out of nowhere, like just no, like at 10:30 in the morning on a Wednesday. just okay, bud. Sure.
Okay.
And then Compton comes back at him, coming from the guy who had a bunch of high picks, including my first and third, and you still can't keep up with Mark, Brett, and I.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff comes back at him. Who gave you your first loss and lost $50? Brett beat me by less than 1 point, and Mark is lucky. I guess we're going to wait and see. And Pete comes back at him. You got lucky. It took luck for you to beat me, not because you have a better team. And you know this is why you text me, wow, when the game ended, because the only one on the... His grammar is terrible.
Yeah.
Because the only one on the last play of the game, Cup got injured first quarter. If he didn't, you'd be fighting for the last playoff spot with the rest of them. Buddy, with all those picks you had, you should be running this league this season. That's how shit you are.
I'm not going to lie to these chirps are fucking weak, but they're funny.
think it gets a little better.
It does. I gotta stop you right there, Dino, because Mike, are you sitting or are you standing? No,
why would I be standing? I'm sitting.
I don't know. I like to pace when I do stuff like this.
Okay, no, I'm sitting. I'm
so okay, good. You're sitting, you're strapped in?
Yeah, yeah.
Because here comes some of the most extra comments you've ever heard in the fantasy football
league. Here we go.
Okay, so that's how shit you are. That $50 is my donation to you for next season. I'm embarrassed for you because you aren't making any money this season. Wait, there's more to this.
This is the best one.
On top of all that, you still have to trade a first rounder to improve your team this season. Weak team management. You'd be fired by now if this was the NFL.
Okay.
To which I would respond, okay, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not even close. Okay.
And then Mike, our aka the commish, comes out of left field. Well, amazing, Pete. This is way too funny, all because it's true. Block, you need to step up your drafting skills. And now it gets even better with this one. Jeff comes back. You both can blow me. Pete sent me my money. And then he lists down his email address. Question, who's your daddy? Answer, Block. Menz, you ain't even making the playoffs. Matter of fact, Mendez, send me my 50 as well. Then the same question and answer as before. Pete says, it's been sent. Same question. Answer is Compton. And then that's pretty much, then it goes on to some more. Then that's it between the exchange between those two.
Yeah, the rest is semantics. But just the comments, when you break it down, the comment that you would be fired if you were an NFL GM right now just shows you just how seriously these grown men take this.
This should be a segment. This should be turned into a segment.
We could just read the comments from our fantasy league, and that would fill up about a half an hour.
Like, I'll read you the last one in my group. Mine is Naylor, you hipster fuck. Oh, then that's where we're at. Because we're arguing tonight. We have weekly challenges. We have weekly challenges, and everyone's getting fucking mad. Weekly challenge this week is team closest to their projected point total.
I kind of like that, actually. It'd be nice if we weren't doing the weekly bonuses for our league. It'd be kind of nice if we put that in our league.
Well, Dino, we can't put anything in our league without those guys from Southern Ontario causing a fucking riot. Well,
why don't you guys do weekly, like the weekly prizes? It's actually cool. It spices it up a little bit.
Actually, that would spice it up real good. We get some real good material with that
like,
one.
Well, you can suggest it, but I guarantee you it's going to take you – it's like we're in a professional organization. It's going to take you 3 years of red tape and litigation to get that through.
I think that's such a – I don't understand why you don't do that. That's such a good idea.
Because, Mike, these guys just want to argue.
Oh, my God. Extra money. You don't understand. It's money in your pocket.
You don't understand, though. They find a way to have an argument and to take the stance that it somehow doesn't benefit them.
What, they would probably, what, rebuke that?
And these guys are what, in their 30s, 40s?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, 40s.
Wow. I was going to say, like, they wouldn't be down for free money some weeks.
Well, we do have the winner of the week, so I won money last week because I had the most points. I personally think that I should get more than just the 1 week total for that record-breaking performance. And sorry for the burp in the middle of that. I don't know what you can do with that, Mike.
Nothing. It's going to stay in there. It's real. People want real, okay? We're here for the truth. People burp, all right? People fucking burp. Wait a minute. So you had the 200 point. So you think, you should get 2 weeks worth of money, you greasy bastard?
At least 2 weeks.
No, I think I can see. Well, if we had... Because we have one for weekly, so there should be one for, like, the entire year. Like, because there'll be some weeks where it's not so much, like somebody doesn't get, like, say, 160 or whatever. But then you can go with, like, the highest. I would say we should go with, like, the highest for the entire season. Like, whoever got the highest that season.
Hey, you guys got the game on right now?
No.
Aaron Rodgers just threw the ball 65 yards on the run.
Damn.
Some guy you've never heard of before is running open down the field.
All right. Boys, we're at that time of the show where it's time to do hot takes.
Oh, God. Okay, fantasy.
I thought we've been doing the hot takes.
But I'm talking about your own team. You got to figure out who you're sitting, who you're starting, and you got to give reasons why. But keep it sort of short.
Well, I'll keep mine short. Everybody that I have to sit that's usually in my starting lineup this week is on bye. So I can't start them.
That's fine. Okay.
So I'm boring this week.
No, it's fine. You can still give takes. You can still give hot takes, man. So you got to go your team, who you're starting, and a quick why, I guess. Dino, fire it up.
Let's see, who am I starting this week? Okay, so at QB, of course, I'm sticking with Aaron Rodgers.
No, Dino, I think he just wanted one hot take of who you're starting.
No, everyone.
Oh shit! I gotta get the tablet out. Then hang on.
Gotta go real quick. Not real quick, but you're not giving Aaron Rodgers his life story. So
I'll give Jamie. Oh, Jamie,
the tablet's dead. Can I just switch into something else on here?
Yeah, go if you hit the home button.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The home button.
Like I'm still live.
I can name it off for you.
I'm still live.
Yeah, you're still live. Just don't.
Oh, okay, we're good. We're good. No worries, Dino. You go ahead.
All right. So I got Aaron Rodgers starting at QB, Tevin Coleman and Melvin Gordon for my running backs. At wide receiver, I've got Emmanuel Sanders, Brandon Cooks, and I'm still on the fence about whether to switch out John Brown for Larry Fitz. And then at tight end, I got Trey Burden, and my kicker is Kyme Fairbairn.
Oof.
I don't think you're saying that.
Yeah, right. I don't think so either.
whatever. And my D is the Houston Texans.
All right. Jamie, what do you got?
Starting at quarterback is Drew Brees. The aforementioned Tariq Cohen at running back. Right. Little bit of a gamble here. I had to Matt Burita, who I just traded for, is on bye this week. I didn't check that before I traded for him. I'm starting Ito Smith.
Oh.
Who I'm sure you've never heard of before.
Actually,
he is the third string running back in Atlanta, but Foreman is hurt right now, so he might get some touches. Hopefully, maybe vulture a touchdown or two.
Okay.
Every once in a while he does.
And then the big three are back and they're all healthy and everybody's good to go. It's Julio Jones, Tyreek Hill, and Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, that's big. Oof.
And you know what? Actually, you can even call it the big four because then it got Zach Ertz starting at tight end.
That's another big one. Damn it, man.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, so that's looking good. And then we got Mason Crosby, who's playing right now. Actually, we can get a live fantasy update now if you want.
I've got it right now.
If you want. Do you have imaging? Do you have imaging for it?
Yeah, I have Mason Crosby is he's
two points.
2 points, yeah. But he missed.
So he's off to a solid start for a kicker.
He missed the 40 yarder.
But did he?
Yeah, that's fine though.
Oh. And then to round it out, we got a Vikings defense on defense, which obviously I have the Vikings defense.
That's a good D. That's all right though. That's a good lineup. Dino, you guys are fucked, FYI, but that's fine.
Why am I fucked?
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't be, but whoever's playing Jamie, dude, you hear that? Yeah. That last four lineup.
That's a big four right there.
Oh God! Well, when you got Jones and Hill, Jones was off to a bit of a rough start to start the year, but I mean, he's definitely come back around. I don't think he was definitely killing it from the start, but
no, he was.
Didn't matter because you had like unreal receiving core anyways.
Yeah, and then you look at Tyreek Hill, and then the third guy in that group is Juju.
Yeah, he's like they'll be all right there in Steelers land once Brown goes away, if he ever does.
Le'Veon, okay. Okay, what I got going on here, I got Aaron Rodgers. Okay, right now he's got 9 points. Rodgers starting to queue. I got Zeke. Zeke was killing it last week. We didn't even talk about him at all, but okay. We got
it's because the Cowboys are so played out, man.
Yeah, but Zeke, though. It's Zeke.
I know it's Zeke.
We have Zeke. We got Jordan Howard. Hopefully he gets over 4 points today. That'd be great if he did that. We have a newly traded Golden Tate. This week I think he's going to be used a lot more. I have Sterling Shepard. I don't know why. That's the only receiver I can muster up right now. So he's there.
You always want to have a giant on your roster.
Yeah, oh yeah. And then Austin Hooper. And then Chris Carson's been pretty good. So I've got him on my swing.
He fumbled tonight already, didn't he?
Good for him. I didn't even know that, but
great. Great
and then
start.
I got Crosby kicking, and then I have Houston Texans D tonight.
So basically right now you have a fumble and a missed field goal on the field.
I do. I can't wait. That'd be great. That's awesome. Okay, fellas, that's it. That's number one. And it's not going to be up tonight, so I'm going to do it for Sunday.
Yeah, that's fine. Then,
well, if you're going to do it for Sunday, why are we going to keep – why are we going to rush out?
Because he's got to go do something, you know? Like, again, are you doing something else that's more important that you're just not listening unless we say your name?
No.
I got to fix the – I gotta put up the other one, and then I have to fucking do some other shit too. It's Thursday night, D. What was that?
Did that pick up?
Yeah, what was that? That was a fart. Oh, my God.
sounded like a fucking elephant. Well,
we'd end the first week with a bang.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, here we go, boys. That was it. We have week 11 in the books, and we'll see everyone next week. And
same time, same place.
Yeah, same time, same place.
All right. Okay. We'll see you guys there.
All right. See ya.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Ciao. Bye.